Living the dream.
Oh, I'm a tight swinger, mate.
And he gets to see my face every week, so I mean, how lucky is he? Absolute professionals at this. We do put it on YouTube.
I'm genuinely impressed, mate. Genuinely impressed.
Edit that. We'll cut that bit out.
Good evening, Andy.
Good evening, Leon. How the heck are you?
Happy Dad's Day, my friend.
H to the D to the D. Happy Dad's
Day. Whatever, mate. How are you, mate, this week? You well?
Season 2, episode 54. How do you like them apples?
Crunchy.
Kurt Rowe.
Sweet. Crunchy. Crispy. What is it?
What do you like your apples?
Pink ladies.
Of course you do. Of course you do, yeah. Well, I don't mean, shouldn't be any different, should they?
I should have known. What's your favourite apple?
Granny Smith.
And that's the difference between us both.
That's the age. That's the age thing.
Wow.
Anyway, how's your week been?
Steady away. I've been... I worked all weekend. Not at work. At home. I grafted all weekend.
At home.
Yeah, I've been doing stuff around the house.
Have you been at dog house or something?
No. So I've had attic converted, I've had it boarded out, because we've put something in the attic, we've got an extension happening next year. Don't talk about that. So I've had to line the roof, because my roof was bare, so you could see the beams, and you could see the tiles and the slates. So I've had to...
Naked roof?
Yeah, put some sort of breathable membrane, stop water, because all the dust just falls off the roof tiles.
I love it how you talk as if you know what you're on about.
I ain't got a clue.
You put some, like, fluff up there.
No, there's like a, it's like membrane.
I don't know what, a membrane.
Like sheet, do you know, like sheeting?
Don't be doing that up there.
I mean, is it? Sheet on the bed.
She'll like go that. In spare if you start sheeting up there.
So yeah, and then once I'd done all that, it was then time to lug everything up the stairs.
Oh dear.
Painful.
Did you find your torch?
No. I reckon you did not.
Quick backstory, yeah. Have you got a floodlight? I genuinely thought, what do you think I own, a football pitch? It's weird, I was ringing me asking for floodlights.
Yeah, we got sorted.
Did you? So you get all your jobs done?
Yeah, so Raw Rocket, because reason for the urgency is I'm having a kitchen delivered on Friday.
And you're going to put that up there?
No.
You're having a kitchen delivered?
Yeah.
For next year?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's on sale, baby. It's on sale. Woo!
Man, thrifty.
So yeah, that's coming on Friday. So the playroom had to be completely clear. So the playroom is just empty now. It's just a shell of a room. The kitchen to go in. Door shut. No one goes in there. No one touches out.
You're going to be building that on a weekend, prepping.
Yeah, it's getting built by building when it comes to that. It's not my job.
Yeah, you're not being let loose on that, are you?
No chance. How's your week been?
What if you get it open
and it's damaged? Like
there's a screw missing.
We're allowed to build exchange and stuff.
What if they're not there anymore?
Ew, what?
Let's go bust. I don't know.
Don't start all that sort of thing. I'm sleeping tonight now until it's finished.
Good.
Thanks for that, mate. You idiot.
So what I'm here for, support you all the way.
It's universal in these companies.
Don't worry, because I've got a settee for you when this all kicks off.
Sorry, everyone. I think sleeping now, mate.
Yeah. For your shooting.
Yeah, so how's your week been?
Pretty steady. Pretty steady. Kids here this weekend. Did you do the Illuminati thing this weekend? You would have really been too busy.
No, what Illuminati thing?
What happened then?
It's Monday night. We record the Monday night, by the way. And tonight, Venus is the closest it'll be in the last... It's been the closest it'll be in the last 50 years. And it's not going to be this close to Earth for the next 70 years.
Wow.
You can see it.
Brilliant.
But a telescope.
It's been a long while since I've seen Venus.
Yeah, I want to see it. Apparently tonight's the night to see it.
You keep looking out of windows if it's just going to be there.
It's massive, and apparently you can see its moons. It's got two moons you'll be able to see as well. That'll go around it. Can we go outside and have a look?
No. You can tell I really don't care, do you? Yeah. What? Stop looking out of windows. I'm going to close the curtain.
Sorry, it's just a train of thought. Yeah. What did you start with? What were you saying before?
The Illuminati.
What Illuminati?
There was a thing at our local park. Where you could go inside, it's like a big bouncy castle. It had like lights and stuff.
Oh, I might go on that.
Yeah.
Has it gone now?
I think so. I don't know. We went on Saturday, me and Andy went.
Thanks for the invite.
I did nearly invite you.
I'd have gone probably.
Yeah, well, you didn't.
Yeah. How did you just rock up and pay and go in?
Yeah.
You had to book her out?
No, I think you could prepay tickets, but we just end up winning. We timed it perfectly as well because when we come out, there's a rake queue.
What is it? What was it?
It was just like a big bouncy castle thing. You went inside. It's supposed to be peace and calming, but it wasn't.
Because like kids 4,000 running around. Kids, yeah, running, well, about. The pictures I saw was kids running around aimlessly, but I didn't know what it was about, what it was meant to be for. Or...
Yeah. It was pretty cool. Something different. And we got us out of the house for half an hour.
So let's talk cost. How much was it?
It was a tenner for a pair of us.
Tenner for two?
Yeah.
That's really good.
Not really.
No, well, not really good.
As we went in, they suggested that he was in there for about 10 to 15 minutes because it was busy. So if you could do what you need to do and then get out.
What do you need to do?
I don't, just walk around it. There was like little compartment sections and it was like lights coming in and the different coloured roofs and stuff like that. But it's supposed to be like create a calming feeling. So there was times where we kind of just went and like sat in a little pod bit. But then kind of looked at each other and went, right, what do we do now?
Yeah, we should have done it from home.
Yeah, and like I say, you couldn't really be calming because there was hundreds of people running around.
So, because I think £10 for an activity is cheap. It's two people.
I'll be honest, I was expecting to pay more than that. Mm. Then when she said 15 minutes, I thought, right. We literally walked around in probably less than five. We probably went round about three or four times. Right. And then we got to a point where we were like, we'll just leave now.
So, as a critique, value for money?
It was something different.
It's not it was,
yeah, it was supposed to be like an art thing.
Right, okay. And would you recommend it?
Well, with a capital F. I think that's what it was.
Yeah. Would you recommend it then? No.
Hmm.
I'm glad you didn't invite me. I missed out. No,
I certainly wouldn't. I wouldn't know what I was recommending.
Hmm.
It was just for us, we got us out of the house.
Yeah. Which I think, our house to spend 10 quid. Can't really go on about that.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you can go park with ball, or are you going to...
Yeah, we should have maybe done something else while I was out, but we went shopping.
Hey,
it's an experience, innit? That's what we did.
It's loving it.
That was our weekend. Other than that. Do you know what I have noticed as well? We always keep saying that these weeks keep going faster and faster and faster. Payday don't get here any quicker, does it?
No.
I still feel like we're a week away from payday.
Although, this is the first month, and I've been really, like, I've barely spent all this month. I've been trying to, because I've been playing catch-up. To be honest, I've been, like, dripping in my overdress stuff. I've been playing catch-up, and I'm thinking, right, I'm not going to spend a thing. And I went up until this weekend, where I was just in my overdraft. I was in, not much. So then I had to go buy some membrane, like 60 quid. I had to buy some staples. I had to buy all sorts. I'm now like nearly 200 quid in my overdraft. I'm like, I was doing so well. It would probably been the month where I'd like, you know, got myself to on even keel.
Yeah, yeah.
Going into November, I could probably I was so close to being, you know, a balanced month.
If that was me, I'd have gone, yeah, I'll do this next weekend.
With payday.
That's what you get. That's.
But now I've got to be tight ass next month. So not even if I'd waited till payday, I still have to tight month that because that saving I'd made. So I'm gonna have another month where I'm not spending. It's not a bad thing, don't get me wrong. Because I would put my hands up. Yeah, the amount of times I waste money.
And that's it. You're buying money for your house.
Yeah. So. It's just gutting when you look at your... Beep, beep, beep. Oh, I can't remember. And the other thing as well, I was... Because I've been grafting. I said to Amy, what do you want for tea? Because she'd been at work all day, bearing in mind. And I've been lying in this
grafted,
thing.
That,
yeah.
Buying man brain.
It was back-breaking labour. So I said, what do you want for tea? I said, do you want like a takeaway somewhere? And then we were both like... Yeah, I can't really afford it. So then I had to cook a spag bol. I was like, oh my God.
Oh no, not a spag bol.
I'm dying here. It was just like, you know, because the reason why we go to takeaway is easy, isn't it? You know, it's like easy. But you're right. There was no need. That'd have been that'd have compounded my problem. I just wasted money.
I had about one sheet left, one sheet less of membrane.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a kebab loaf.
Yeah, ooh, I come out for ages. But I think why I've mentioned that is it was so quick and easy just to jump on takeaways.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what you're like for it, but we are. We're bad. We're not unhealthy, but any slight wobble of out of our day, i.e. we've had a hard day or a busy day or we've done this or been in there, I should get a takeaway.
It's like a big cuddle in a box.
Yeah, but there's no need for it. Like, I'm glad we didn't because I enjoyed the spag bol, but I think it's... I don't know if it's a site as a whole or it's just me.
I think the problem is as well, where we live, we have a lot of options for takeaway.
Yeah. I say that, I have two combinations. I have a pizza or a Chinese and that's it.
Yeah.
I very rarely...
Do you ever have both?
Oh no! Oh, that'd be the right idea. Oh, salt and pepper crispy chicken and then a pizza.
On a pizza.
God, I would.
God,
imagine. Amy, this weekend.
Imagine how salty that would be.
I love it.
Joys.
So.
All good.
Yeah.
All good. Right, let's get on to this week's topic. We've got a topic this week.
It's been a few weeks since we've had an actual...
Well, it's not. We've had a topic every week. We just hadn't done a podcast for 3 weeks.
Okay.
Because we banked them, didn't we?
Yeah.
That's what we did. So
touché, mate.
Let's try and get back into the groove now. We're back on it. I want to talk to you about online trolling and just generally being online. I know we've kind of touched on this stuff before, but it concerns me. We'll start off with the serious stuff.
Yeah, and then we'll try and go light eyes.
So my reason for this being is that I know they're in the public light, but Willoughby and Schofield skipping that queue, man, they've taken some hammer.
Shouldn't skip queue, should they?
No, they shouldn't. But this is part of my thing for it, is that however many people walked through that queue, I could pretty much guarantee that 90% of them, if they got offered the chance to skip that queue,
they would have done. And if the cameras wasn't rolling, so once again, we're a detriment to our own society that we're thinking, no one would have known.
Exactly. And I just wonder if there was other people as well that skipped the queue that we don't know about. Well, there will have been. What?
Oh, yeah,
because people have got fast-track privileges, let's say. And regardless of whether they was working or not, or whatever they were, whatever they used, man, just, they did it. To be fair, they should have just gone, yeah, we shouldn't have done that. But for them to be sacked...
Why they haven't been sacked, have they?
No, but people have done a petition, which leads me further onto this point, is that I've read reports of 40,000 people and 50,000 people have signed a petition.
But this is just people being mean, old, horrible.
This is people with absolutely nothing in their life to go, I'm signing this petition. You should be sacked because of what you did. Really? There's a lot of bad things going on in the world.
Yeah, this is my biggest issue with the internet. Is it's so accessible, it's so easy, and it's so quick as your fingertips. So if you went back, I'd say even 15 years, when it was not as accessible, the social media trend and stuff like that, if you wanted to complain, you had to physically sit at a computer and start typing an email out. Or, go back further than that, you had to get your quill out and start writing. But what I'm getting at is...
Chalk and slate.
By the time you're typing away and writing your rant of an email down, you've actually gone, this is pointless. Delete, 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 because I'm ranting about something so trivial. Whereas your phone is like, done. Gone. That was me. That was me. Because people, do you know what I mean? It's just so quick and easy. And
I think people are ready for it as well. I genuinely think people are waiting for something to happen.
Yeah.
I think these people that have got absolutely nothing going on in their lives, that they literally just sat there going, I'm ready. I'm ready. Soon as something drops, boom, I'm on it.
Yeah. But is that a site that we're in now where people want their 5 minutes of fame and don't care how they get that fame? So they become like a bit topical or whatever, or whatever, like, because they think, oh, my name's out there. People are joining the
debate. I think that's part of it, is all that they want a response.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Let's be fair, if I tweet The Rock and he responds, something negative and he responds to it, I've won. I've got him. He's on my hook. I'll screenshot that and I'll save it forever.
Yeah.
I do think that's part of it. But I've also looked this up. Boredom is people have got absolutely nothing going on in their lives. That's why they do it. And also just for their own amusement. So can you imagine sat there in back of like, and I'm thinking very stereotypically, back in like your mum's bedroom. I mean, you shouldn't be in your mum's bedroom.
So why are you in your mum's bedroom?
Sat in your bedroom at your mum's.
Yeah, yeah.
Just sat there with like, I can just imagine your bedroom, like takeaway boxes and that all around you. You know, like tissues and that discarded and socks at size of
bed. I was going to say, a kid.
And then like, you just sat there typing something, just chuckling to yourself. Oh, this is brilliant. This all four of my followers will see this. And I just, what an absolute...
Keyboard warrior, isn't it? It's the anonymity. The
cloak.
People don't know who they are.
Yeah.
It's so easy to have, because genuinely, half the things that people say, and I know people do say this, but you wouldn't say it to someone's face. Because exactly. One, you probably get a punch right in the face. Like all this, like the famous people have to go, like football and stuff like that, there's stuff they have to put up with. They do it in the crowd in mass because they think safety in numbers. It's like rioting, safety in numbers, because you can't get us all at once if we're all being idiots. And it's the same with the internet. Wait, you got to come find me first. Who was it, a boxer who turned up at someone's house that time?
Curtis Woodhouse, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember what it was, but I remember it. Called someone out to me and then talked to their house. He goes, come on then, mate. Let's go.
Exactly, which leads me to a couple of other famous people that did that.
Oh, really?
No, didn't turn up to somebody's house, but certainly got them back. So Faye Winter, who was a Love Island contestant.
She, never heard of her.
No, and that's the other thing. So them people, it's like, I don't know, it's like it's acceptable that you go on that programme and you just expect it. I think they go on there thinking, yeah, I'm going to get a lot of hate, but I'm going to risk that. Same as like your big brother and stuff like that.
I can't do it. It's exhausting.
No, I'm a bit same. And I couldn't be bothered with messaging because I just think, what benefit has it done to me? Anyway, Faye Winter from Love Island, what she did, she was getting trolled by somebody. So she screenshot all the messages, found the lad. It was a young lad. Then sent the messages to his mum, found his mum, obviously through social media, found out who his mum was, sent all the messages to her and said, look at what kind of person you're raising here. Absolutely in your face.
Oh, nice.
Cannot grumble at that at all.
One omission from that would be, is send it to like the school or something as well.
Yeah. Send it somewhere where he's going to be absolutely hammered.
But then, are you then now abusing that person? I get there's a revenge type thing. You shouldn't do it in the first place. What happens if that kid goes tops him then on back of it?
Well, what if that celebrity did?
Whoa! I am not defending him, but two wrongs don't make a right in that aspect.
No, I get that. Like, but there's got to be, if you've given it, you've got to expect to take something back. Although she's got a bigger platform than he has.
Yeah. Because, like I say, it could become like a bit of a hate crime on him that everyone starts ganging up. So, like, for example, if he lives in an area and she's got followers in the area and then they know this kid, if that makes sense, she's called him out and then they all, like, start abusing him.
Yeah.
Then where does that stand? So, like, and once again, I'm not defending him because he should have been a douchebag in the first place.
No, I completely get where you're coming from with that. And I get that. And like you say, and this does happen as well, doesn't it? Because people do jump on the back of what's
happening. Yeah.
So if they say, well, I don't like you, or I'm not going to buy this product, or I don't like this, or don't eat meat, everybody goes, oh, I'm a bit stupid, I'm going to do that too.
Do you not eat meat?
Because people are stupid. Chrissy Teigen.
Never heard of
her. She's an American, I think she was the woman off, what was the American karaoke thing? Lip Sync. She presented Lip Sync Battle, I think, in America.
Oh, that was...
Anyway. So somebody messaged her on Twitter. Twitter's the best for the stuff.
You love Twitter.
I do. Somebody messaged her saying, and that's probably the best thing that'll ever happen to you. Congratulations on peaking, as in her career. So she messaged back saying, I have a best-selling book, great boobs, a family I love, and I'm literally eating pasta on a lake in Italy, and I'm married rich.
So that is a great comeback, as in, like... I'm quite thick-skinned. I mean, who cares?
Yeah. Ariana Grande. Somebody messaged Ariana... You've heard of Ariana Grande?
Yeah.
Somebody messaged her saying, my 9-year-old sister has bigger tits than you. So she fired straight back, spend a lot of time looking at your 9-year-old sister's tits.
That's good.
So I think stuff like that, I'm quite happy with that. And just a final one, it was... a lady that was in the American Office, forgive me because I've lost her name, Mindy Carling. She'd been cast as Velma in Scooby-Doo, the new Scooby-Doo film. So somebody had messaged her saying something negative for it. What did they say? Oh, they sent her a gif of something in the office, which she obviously was in, and she actually put, I wrote this episode of The Office. So they're messaging her in a negative light, from that saying, as it was something like, whatever, or why has this happened? And so she's actually wrote that episode. She wrote that episode of The Office, which is one of the biggest American sitcoms.
Yeah.
going. Yeah. Because it went a lot longer than the British one, didn't it?
Yeah, but yeah.
Yeah, but yeah.
It's not, we're going to that. It didn't need to go any further. No. Ricky Gervais created something brilliant, and then the Americans just took it a little bit too far. So got the light power, yeah. Because they did the first like two seasons, like for like, mirrored it, and it was great. And then they just went on and on. Don't get me wrong, it's good. He's got his thing. But, yeah. Milked that cow dry.
Absolutely. Right, quick question for you. Who in 2021... was the most trolled celebrity?
Oh, I bet someone really good as well. Like, I bet Donald Trump.
Right, so Donald Trump was number... He wasn't even in the top 15.
You're joking?
No.
That guy took smart. So it's going to be someone that you think, what? Leave him alone. So,
no.
Rock? No, it won't be Rock.
All right, so The Rock was number 13.
Who was trolling him? What a lovely guy. Kevin Hart?
So, The Rock has 15.3 million followers, and they reckon 35% of the things he received was negative.
What?
Yeah, I know.
This guy's done nothing wrong in ever. The guy's like on some sort of cloud. He's like perfect.
He's what I would call a 100%er, which pretty much means everything he does, he's good.
Yeah. He's like Beckham. For me, Beckham's like 100%er.
Mm, yeah.
Oh, hang on.
He just had the little fall with the... not that lady, didn't he? Lewis. Was it Rebecca Lewis?
I don't know about this.
Apparently, it was, yeah.
Apparently.
There was a scandal. There was a little bit of a scandal.
I'm not having it. He's up there, mate. Beckham's up there. I love Beckham. Okay, so Kevin Hart, is he one?
No, he's not in the top 15.
Piers Morgan?
Number one.
Oh, I love Piers Morgan as well.
The problem I've got with Piers Morgan, I do like him, but I do think he says things just for the hate. But he's a blocker as well. If you message him and go, you're a bit of a tool, he'll just block you.
Yeah.
Seen that before. Yeah, so 7.9 million followers, 52% of the messages he receives are negative.
What about Kate Hopkins?
Time to get up.
Time to go to bed.
No, Kate Hopkins isn't in the top 15.
She gets a lot of ammo, doesn't she?
She does. I think this works on percentages.
Okay.
This.
So they've got. So what about Ronaldo? I bet he gets, because he's one of the highest.
He's not in the top 15. 2021.
I'm trying to think of like really big time celebrities.
Who do you say? Trump, didn't you?
Yeah.
Think of the other president.
Obama.
Obama's on there. He's number five with 46%. He's got 129.9 million followers.
Wow.
I mean, you compare that, 129.9 million, to the current American president. Crazy Biden.
Yeah.
31 million followers.
Wow. Yeah.
So Joe Biden's number three.
Joe Biden's number three. He's just got into office, Bob. Like, he's getting shtick left. Hang on. If he's only got a small percentage of followers, and that's not enough of all his followers.
48% negative.
That's bad.
41% positive, which is about the split, wasn't it? And how he won the vote.
Yeah. Jeez.
Bojo, 43% negative.
Who's Bojo?
Boris Johnson.
Mm.
And then your other ones that are keen in there.
Who's number two then?
Number two is Tim Cook. I don't know who Tim Cook is.
Tim Cook was an astronaut, wasn't he? In some do it space.
Could be. 12.9 million followers, 50% negativity. Another one, which is a surprise one on there, is Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, well, I think he's quite like Marmite in America, isn't he?
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
What was his name? Thingy Cook?
Tim Cook. And J-Lo was another one on there. She was number 12, 37% hit.
No, I'm wrong. Tim Cook was part of Steve Jobs and that, his co-founder.
So he's probably
Cook previously served as the company's chief operating officer under its co-founder, Steve Jobs. So he's got something to do with Apple. Hasn't it?
So basically what he's getting...
Or CEO of Apple.
What he's getting then is everybody messaging him going, my phone don't work, the battery's rubbish. Is there any chance you can switch my torch off? How do I switch this on? He'll be getting a lot of...
Yeah.
I mean, who's monitoring that for positivity and hate?
Someone's got a lot of time on their hands.
That's all them people that are trolling.
It's funny because in press today, someone's taken Instagram to court, aren't they?
Right.
And it's to do with a girl that was, where she was like obsessed with suicide and stuff. But everything she was getting put to her was all about suicide and stuff. And they reckon that's why she committed suicide, because she was so involved in it. And Instagram, I think, I don't want to get into a legal thing here, but I think they've admitted that some of the content she was getting breached their rules and regulations, so she shouldn't have been able to receive or view these disturbing images.
This was interesting, it's because I was mentioned that was going to talk about this today, because it was something that just came up at work. Yeah. We talk, you know, I work with young people, and it's a massive worry for me, certainly with my kids, that they're online and that they're accessing things that they shouldn't be. Yeah. Or I don't even know if they'd tell me if something bad happened.
I mean,
because I go, I'm taking it off you.
Yeah, yeah. And, which we've done the same with Ava, and Ava's now got a phone. But we'll read her messages. Now, my mum and dad would have never read my messages.
They'd have probably gone blind.
But, like, there's a difference now where not all my friends had phones, if that makes sense. Yeah. Once I got to, like, 15, 16, we're okay, I'm old enough to then sort of, not fight my own battles, but I know the world a bit. I'm not, like, a 9, 10, 11-year-old.
You struggle to control your own emotions.
And my biggest fear is, like, people are just...
horrible.
Yeah. And I think we probably was, don't get me wrong, I'm going to say we wasn't like that as kids, we probably was, that's wrong. But the difference was, if we was horrible at school to each other, or was a bit mean and nasty or whatever, you went home, and then by next day, you forgot about it. My biggest concern now is, they'll have the comment, and it'll carry on until evening. Yeah. And then you come back to school and it's still going. And they're like, the chat groups they're in, they're like arguing amongst themselves. And then someone will pipe them and go, stop arguing, like, no, da da da. And I'm like, wow, this is like heated.
Yeah.
The tent.
The conversations that they're having are beyond the years.
Yeah.
And exactly the same. I mean, I was probably a little knobhead at school. And
still am.
Yeah, still am. Shouldn't be going to school nowadays. And I'd say nasty things to people, and I'd get it back to me, you know, most days, but it was just sort of part of school life. But yeah, like you say, it was done the next day.
Yeah.
Just did. But yeah, so that's generally one of my biggest fears is that something will go on online that you just have no idea about, you can't control. And yeah, so interesting, I was talking to somebody at work today and was talking about the T's and C's you sign up for when you sign up to Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Ever read them?
No.
And because Facebook, for instance, make it about size 0.5 font, they'll make it long enough for you not to want to read. So when you sign up, you go, if I asked you, name me something that was in them T's and C's, you'd probably go, well, I don't know. But there'll be something in there about being nice, be kind, don't say things. I'm sure there will. But what that is, I don't know.
Yeah. This is where I want to annoy me. Don't get me wrong, it annoy everybody. But surely there's got to be a way that if I post something or I send something, it like gets like a delay. I don't know how it could be checked, but surely it could be checked for certain things.
There must be like a filter to go through. So if you drop in an F-bomb, you'd like to think that gets picked up somewhere, that somebody's checking it. But at what point does this have to be taught in schools? I think it's generally got to be something that people need educating on in schools, because I hate to say it, but things like Snapchat, if people are sending body parts at school to each other,
like
them pictures are saved.
Where?
I'm joking.
I know they are.
They go on Snapchat.
Yeah, as an archive.
Every picture you send on there is on
which,
there.
Rightly so, you should.
But again, how quickly does that just screenshot and share straight from the school? You go into a WhatsApp group. We're in WhatsApp groups. There must be 20 or 30 people in them.
Yeah.
Suddenly you drop one in there. That within minutes, that could be whipped to 200, 300, 400 people. Mm. Easy.
Mm. And this is the concern. Stupid mistakes you make as a kid
are
going to live with you forever. When in this day and age.
Yeah. I've got a great story, but it's not for this. That I'll definitely tell you about afterwards.
Yeah.
Let's just finally end up on a little bit of fun.
Okay.
The Twitter stuff for when businesses post funny stuff on Twitter. I love this. Absolutely. When I'm scrolling through stuff and businesses will just go, they'll just put something quite random on. I was just telling you one about the Weetabix one. Have a go through Twitter Beans Weetabix. So they posted a Weetabix with baked beans on saying this is the new thing, basically. Why should bread have all the fun? Yeah. I think the initial thing was. And man, literally every other company in the world jumped on the back of this, and it was brilliant. And I've got a couple here of like business ones that just go. There's one, I mean, a lot of them are American-based. But there's one in America that are fully aware that they
they attract the stoners, so the people that are off the weeders, because it's illegal in some parts of America, isn't it? So Denny's it is. Apparently they're well known for it. So they tweeted, if you close your eyes while holding a warm pancake, it's almost like holding hands with a real human.
Nice.
When it's trendy to implement 420 new menus, Denny's has stayed ahead of the game by simply adding our menu. It's when they take pot shots at other companies.
I was going to say, one I remember was with Domino's and Pizza Hut were going toe-to-toe, and there was like arguing over like delivery drivers and stuff like that. I love it when, because the people who are in charge of these have got the right mentality, because they're not taking themselves too seriously. They're not doing anything abusive, but they're just having like a joke back at what's going on. Like, as in, like, we are a light-hearted company sort of thing. We're not hoity-toity. We're not...
Yeah, I think as well, that's exactly it. You've got to not take it too seriously, haven't you?
Yeah, football clubs are good at doing it, aren't they? Like,
yeah,
the lights have gone out at such and such. Thank God, because the game's terrible. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just think it's brilliant when they can get involved. Like, not laugh, like sort of laugh at themselves, but like lightheartedly.
Yeah, I'm just looking through a couple of these ones. There's some great ones, but most of them come from Twitter. I'm not a big fan of Twitter, but for responding on stuff like this, it is pretty class.
I've gone with a social media ban at the moment.
Oh, yeah. It's been going quite a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, it was going to the point where I'd limit myself to something so much, like an hour a day. I had it set to look across all platforms, to the point where I've removed TikTok, Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter. So all I've got is Instagram, which I quite like Instagram, and YouTube. The two of them,
I think it's good. Good to have a
what I found though is it was like an habit. Like, I'd be sat and I just start scrolling through. Why? Don't we?
I have to say, I've done the same sort of thing. I've just kind of I sit there and literally I just pick my phone up and then start scrolling again.
I mean, sometimes I pick my phone up to make sure it's still there. And it's working. Yeah. Like, and just tap on it. I'll go. Oh yeah, still there, still works, still got power.
Just tap on it to see if screen's alive. Yeah,
like to make sure, why is no one contacted me in 3 hours? But yeah, I'm bad for that. And I prefer the days when we didn't have social media phones, you know.
Yeah, I think
I genuinely do.
I think there's massive positivity with it, but then there's massive negatives. And I think it feels like it's about getting evener, more evener.
Well, so that's I actually want a phone that will do two things for me. It will ring.
Ain't going to get that, mate.
It will ring, because it gets to ring somebody, and it'll text message. I would happily get rid of the rest.
No voicemails.
No, don't want it.
No, you don't like them, do you?
No.
Voice calls.
But, like, my phone's become everything. That's the thing, it is everything. It's got my camera in, it's my life. Because everything's on there. I don't even really use a PC anymore. The only time I touch a PC, I do it at work, actually, but in my personal life, is when I'm doing editing podcasts.
You said PC, didn't you?
Yeah, it's everything, isn't it now?
Yeah, I think you've got to keep it in perspective, haven't you, and know when enough's enough,
We're creatures of habit. There's no way of knowing when's enough's enough.
Yeah.
It's genuinely like an addiction now for me. And I'll openly admit, four-step program, look, I'm the first one's admitted. I've got a problem.
Intervention.
I've got a problem.
You've got a few problems.
Yeah, I do, but one of the big ones is touching my phone all the time.
Yeah. Anyway, right. New segment of the podcast.
I'm just opening my heart to you.
I know, but I don't know what to do with it. New segment of the podcast. Don't really know what this bit's called so far. It's literally, give me a question that you want to know the answer to. I don't know how we'll go with this.
Okay.
So I want to know why words have letters that don't sound, don't pronounce.
Oh, yes. This drives me nuts.
What is the point? Why is it there?
Yeah, knob. Why has it got a cane for you?
I don't know what Nance. Don't know what your knob's got.
But there's so many words when you think, what is that for?
Or,
so you have night as in night and you have knight as in knight for the
I think we should pronounce time. It. So knight. If I said to you, it's knight
you're
time.
A knob.
Yeah, you're a knob. Oh man, I've got pneumonia.
That's a rip thing. Them ones like psycho and stuff like that.
And mental. Lasagna. Why has lasagna got a G in it? It don't need it.
No. Oh, don't get me going on this, because this drives me nuts. I genuinely do not get the English language.
Hang on. We're 100 odd episodes in. We know this.
Yeah. It's awful when I'm trying to teach the kids, like spellings and stuff. Like Ava genuinely understands the logic of English language better than me.
Just not surprised me.
Because like there's rules in there, but she seems to have picked up these rules and can apply them. Where I'm like,
you was too busy playing with your knob at school.
Yeah, I was. That's where I went wrong.
With Mr. Knight, the supply teacher.
But she'll know the reason why that's there, or what, like, oh God, you're frustrating me. Like, why do we need to have different ways of saying two? Do you know what I mean?
I don't know.
I don't get it. Sometimes I don't know if I've done the right two. Oh man, other day.
There, and there.
Yeah. Other day, that scared me about something. So there's a word, maybe, right? So you can have M-A-Y space B-Y, and you can have M-A-Y-B-E. It's in the context you use it.
Hang on, what was the first one? M-A-Y
space B-Y, so maybe.
No, that would be maybe, B-Y.
No, B-E.
B-E, I thought you said B-Y.
What did I say?
I don't know. You're on edit this week, you can make that look better.
So M-A-Y space B-E,
yeah.
I think I could have said Y actually. Yeah, maybe,
yeah.
Or one word maybe.
Yeah.
It's in the context you use it, right? So what happened is at work, I wrote maybe and I got a blue squiggly line under it. And I was like, well, I spelled maybe, right? That's a bit weird. And then right clicked and it put a space in. So I did that. And then I was like, have I been doing this wrong all the time? What's going on here?
This is about, hang on, you're masticating voice.
Yeah, yeah. But then 10 minutes later, then I carried on writing my email with the space in, and then he put a blue squiggly line under it and put it back together. And I was like, what's he doing? Johnny! It's like, you just told me I need to put a space in, now you're taking away.
Outlook's taking the piss.
It must be the context I'd wrote, whatever I was saying, it must have been the context that I'd changed. So obviously, the start of the sentence, I'd gone to whatever I was doing, which probably didn't fit if I put a full stop. Because I continued, it was actually, well, no, you now need to space. It's come to him and I was like, Amy, I don't know what's going on.
The worry about that is that's like it's reading your stuff. It's going through it. There's like second set of eyes on it.
Well, there is.
Going over it. I know, but like, is that like somebody in your computer?
I hope so.
Looking through it.
I need my help.
Yeah, so my question for you is, why do words have letters that are pointless?
Yeah.
Certainly at the start.
Do you have to come back next week with that?
Yes, I want an essay.
Your homework for next week is, why do we have pointless and do you know what a lot of it's to do with?
I don't think I want to know.
All right.
I think I want it to be one of them things, that could be what part of this new segment is. Like, why is it there? And I want to know, but I don't really want to know.
Yeah,
I would just want it to be something that possibly just frustrates me forever.
Yeah, cause it frustrates me. Do you know we have like beef, cow? Why does it have to change? And then you have chicken and chicken. That didn't change, did it? We didn't have another word for chicken. We have pork, pig. Do you know what I mean? What's going on?
Why is it orange, a fruit, and a gullet?
Yeah.
Ugh. See, them next door are laughing.
No, but like, there's certain things where you think, well, I'm eating cow. I'm eating chicken, I'm eating chicken. There's a chicken, I'm eating chicken. What is going on?
Lamb.
Lamb, I'm eating lamb, yeah, exactly.
You don't eat sheep, though, do you?
No, because lamb's the baby sheep. What's mutton.
Big sheep.
Mutton. So you have sheep, mutton, you have lamb. Give me a break.
Why do you have sheep and sheeps?
I was watching the other day, and the plural for sheeps. It's sheep, and the singular is sheep.
Yeah.
So once again, the English language is off its absolute nutbat. There's loads of things like that, do you know what I mean? I'm like, what is going on? And I'm trying to explain this to my kids. I don't even know myself, do you know what I mean? They're going, Why, Daddy? I don't know.
This is just about everything in your life, doesn't it? Why is this, Daddy? I don't know.
Don't ask me. Ask your mum.
And this is
frustrates me.
This is going to be a fantastic new segment of this. Although it might just step me drinking.
Yeah. But do you know what's annoying me as well? I'm sure I've asked these questions as a kid. Teacher couldn't answer it. Just send you on my way and go, here's some colours, Leon. Just colour line.
That's because when you was a kid, there was no Google. Whereas if your kid asked you a question, now you go, I just need to look.
Did your mum ever tell you something to shut you up and then you believed that was true and then, you know, until you get older, you realise that wasn't true what she said?
Yes. What's like if you pull faces and the wind changes, you'll stay like that?
Yeah, but not that extreme. But I can't remember what it is. I'm sure there was something where I was thinking that was real because my mum had said it and she just said to shut me up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think she still says that a lot to you. Leon, if you shut up, I'll give you £2.
Really? More? Yeah.
Fantastic. Right, let's do this again next week. I will see you next Thursday.
See you next Thursday, mate.
Keep yourself smiling.
Stay safe.
Thank you for listening right to the end of this week's podcast. We hope that you've enjoyed it. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at dad_tales_, or get involved by emailing us at dadtales@outlook.com. You can also now join our Facebook page by searching Dad Tales.
Keep the feedback coming. We are genuinely humbled by all the input and the comments you are providing us. Stay safe, celebrate small victories, and keep smiling.